For the love of farming, thanks for being with us. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. With today's agriculture getting more and more diverse and more challenging, what makes farmers stay in the business? Tennessee young farmers and ranchers say it's for the love of agriculture.
I love it more and more every day. Not often that you find a job that you wake up to go to and actually enjoy doing and working so many long, hot, hard hours, but it's definitely a career that pays off. You can see the dividends at the end of each day and what you do.
That was Rutherford County farmer Brandon Witt. He says even with urban development joining his farm and new challenges every day, he wouldn't trade his job for anything. And Bedford County farmer Jason Taylor couldn't agree more.
It's not the easiest living in the world, but you are your own boss. I enjoy that. I enjoy the cows, and I still have a pretty good life. It's challenging, especially this year with what all we've been going through, but I can't see myself doing anything else.
Taylor is a seventh generation farmer and has 200 acres where he raises broiler chickens for Tyson and has a cow-calf operation near Halls. And Weakley County farmer Jamie Tuck says he enjoys taking on new challenges every day.
I really enjoy farming. It's a different challenge every day. I love to work outside. I have been in the factory environment at times in the past, and I never could adapt to it. Couldn't get used to it. So I do like the farm and the challenges that go along with it.
And Williamson County farmer Andy Miller, who grew up in urban Nashville, says he couldn't imagine doing anything else.
Two things I enjoy most is working outside and working with animals. And those are the two things that we get to do constantly here. It is long hours, but when you enjoy it, it's something that you don't mind doing.
And all of these young farmers are county winners in the Farm Bureau's Young Farmer and Rancher Achievement Contest and will compete at the state level on July 20th. Have a safe day and join us tomorrow on the TRN.